One day I woke up and I was feverish. I went to the pharmacist to administer drugs. I was treated of malaria blindly, of course. The fever persisted and the cough was still lingering. There was no money to immediately go to hospital. At a point, I started vomiting blood. I had a crack right in my chest. They now advised go to tuberculosis hospital at Ikorekpene. And so I now saw between life and death. I left for Ikorekpene. The doctor now said to me, okay, it's confirmed. You are suffering of tuberculosis. It got to a point that I ended up taking 150 days injection.
In 2005, when the diarist, now a bishop and a leader of the Christian Association in Nigeria's southern state, Akwa Ibom, was diagnosed of tuberculosis, access to treatment of the infectious disease was a big challenge. It's about 2 decades now since he was cured of tuberculosis, and the response, interventions for the disease, is leading in the direction of achieving the target, which is ending tuberculosis. The response to tuberculosis care and treatment, compared to what was obtainable before now, indicates improved access. Dr. Basi Akpan is the program manager for Akwa Ibom's Tuberculosis, Leprosy and Brulee Ulcer Control, and he speaks to the advancement.
We always had people admitted into hospitals and different areas for treatment, and people had to pay for treatment of tuberculosis. But currently, treatment is free, and people may be treated in their communities, in their houses. As much as 20 years ago, we used to have injectables for treating both the drug-sensitive and susceptible and the drug-resistant tuberculosis, but commonly, we don't have all the medication that will be pulled up. This was done as a result of sensitivity to the plight of the patients and getting more user-friendly medications. Currently, we have tablets cut across most of the treatment lines that we have in the TB program. Now, that's a very big plus. In fact, currently in the state, we have over 600 health facilities that offer TB services compared to a particular point in time in the state where we had just the infectious disease hospitals providing those services.
This special report will highlight the successes recorded thus far and the tuberculosis interventions in Nigeria, with Akwa Ibom as our focus, the challenges we are still faced with, and the plans to overcome them. Every year, on March 24, stakeholders around the globe renew commitments to tackling the tuberculosis burden. The belief is that with the right strategies and initiatives, the world is getting closer to achieving the end TB goal. The theme, Yes, We Can End TB, resonates. The efforts also speak volume. Let's take some time to look at what exactly tuberculosis is.
So, what is TB exactly? Well, it's a bacterium that looks like a tube. Now, if someone with infectious TB coughs, small droplets containing the bacteria can enter your lungs. In most cases, your body's defenses will kill the bacteria, so you won't fall ill or spread the disease. But the bacteria may also survive and become active later in your life. If you're very young, old, or ill, your body's defenses might not be strong enough. The bacteria can spread throughout your lungs and body, causing huge damage. Within a few weeks or months, active TB causes fatigue, night sweats, heavy weight loss, and coughing. This can be treated with a combination of TB drugs. The course takes at least 6 months and needs to be completed with the right combination of drugs. If not, the bacteria become resistant and a variant develops that is very hard to treat. So, it's more important than ever to find and treat infected people, creating a world free of TB.
A number of factors increase vulnerability to tuberculosis. They include old age, terminal diseases, immunization status, use of steroids such as skin bleaching agents, living in overcrowded spaces, and other factors that reduce immunity. In Akwa Ibom State, 6,445 cases were diagnosed in 2022, accounting for 75% of the expected cases. However, the implication of this is that there are 25% missing cases diffused into the communities, which in turn pose a big threat to public health. One person infected with TB is capable of spreading same to minimum of 10 persons within a year. It is on this premise that stakeholders comprising interventionist agencies in the state initiate programs to mitigate the disease burden. Breakthrough Action Nigeria, BAN, a USAID-funded program, promotes community social behavioral change. They engage relevant structures for community mobilization towards prevention and treatment of TB. The Tuberculosis Project Assistant State Coordinator for BAN, Uwem Ofon, speaks about how their program model has impacted the TB control in Akwa Ibom State.
Breakthrough Action have structures at the community level, like the patent medicine vendors. These patent medicine vendors, when they treat their client cough for more than two times, they will refer this person. We have the religious leaders that integrate health behavior and TB messages in their sermons. The same thing with our traditional leaders. They also give out these messages during community meetings. We have union leaders that also disseminate our information. All these categories of stakeholders mentioned have Breakthrough Action simplified referrals. They issue these referrals to only people that appears with the symptoms of tuberculosis. Breakthrough Action Nigeria believe that when people are well informed, they will be able to take reasonable action towards their health behavior.
Another initiator is KNCV Tuberculosis Foundation, which uses innovations to drive preventive and treatment programs closer to the people in various communities.
My name is Enoch Nisi and I work for KNCV Nigeria. In Akwa Ibom, we approach our work by doing active case TB finding. We ensure that in facilities where we have an existing partnership, we ensure that everyone who attend such facility is screened symptomatically for TB, and if that person is suspected to have TB, to accelerate the global commitment to end TB, we have contact tracers, at least two in each of the local government, to ensure that people who are diagnosed for TB, we go to their household, screen everybody. This is a very targeted intervention.
With the World Health Organization, WHO, in its March 2022 report, indicating that every year about 245,000 Nigerians die from the disease, and that about 590,000 new cases occur. In its 2023 message, the World Health Organization, through its program director, Dr. Theresa Kasava, said it has become pertinent to prioritize TB response in countries around the globe.
The prioritization of TB in the agenda of heads of states and other leaders provides strong impetus on step-up progress against this ancient disease. Two other UN high-level meetings will be held at the same time, focusing on universal health coverage and pandemic preparedness and response. There are clear linkages between the agendas of ending tuberculosis, UHC, and pandemic preparedness and response, and these linkages will raise the visibility of tuberculosis and possibly attract greater funding in the current pandemic context. We are putting the spotlight on the importance of tackling health inequalities to ensure health for all.
In spite of the COVID-19 disruptions, which has brought about a major setback in the TB interventions, the 2023 theme, Yes, We Can End TB, will spur more commitment towards the accelerated efforts to save more lives and stop TB. Akwa Ibom's program manager for tuberculosis control, in his response to the World TB Day theme, says with more dedication from not just the donor agencies, but every citizen, ending TB is feasible.
Yes, we can end TB. TB is basically all about finding the cases and treating them. Once we can get every case found and treated, yes, the end is at sight. The significance of this day is to tell us, let us be aware of the fact that we can end TB and that we need to find those cases and we need to treat them. And it's not going to be a one-man show. All hands need to be on deck, every stakeholders.
What is more reassuring is a message from our diarist, a tuberculosis survivor who is willingly reaching out to communities and saving lives. Bishop Chris Nyong, who is currently the Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN chairman in Akwa Ibom State, believes sharing his story will inspire people to access treatment and accept that tuberculosis is not a death sentence.
The reason I took time to share my story is to tell somebody that it is better now, that you are not going through what I went through. And so my encouragement to the people out there listening to me is that they should not allow anybody to deceive them. In the name of religion, subject yourself to treatment. I've rescued more than two lives. I saw they were going through this. I took them straight for checkup, and of course, I've pushed them to continue their medication. And they are still alive today.
Yes, we can end TB. Let this ring a bell to inspire hope, encourage high-level leadership, and increased investment to combat the tuberculosis epidemic.
The What is TB animated audio is a production of KNCV Tuberculosis Foundation. This special report was produced by Ima Dem and Wisdom Udo. The post-production was done by Sugar Godwin for Inspiration 105.9 FM.